Polly are mishandling the situation since. Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once again. So this video is about the Home Secretary of the United Kingdom, Suella Braverman. So Mrs. Braverman, she's been in that post for, well, since October again. Remember, she resigned right at the end of September when it was found that she'd used a personal email to send out sensitive official messages. Immediately informed her civil servant of a breach of the code. Then she resigned, took a last dig at the then Prime Minister Liz Truss. But incredibly, she was reappointed the same position as Home Secretary only 6 days later. That's not much of an exile, because then there was a new Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. So Suella Braverman, she's notable for a number of reasons. Many women have held that position. Well, she's the third only. She's the first non-white person to hold that office. I think the first non-Christian person. She's a Buddhist and so on. Well, the Home Secretary is in charge of policing and prisons. It would therefore behove her to obey the law more than anybody else. And Mrs. Braverman is, of course, a barrister as well. That's what she was doing before she entered public life. So she was speeding in her car last year. And if you are caught speeding, you can have points in your license. If you have too many points, the license will be rescinded, which she didn't want rescission of a license. You know, she'd this wasn't enough to have it taken away straight away. It had to be a few more offences before her licence was revoked. Or indeed, you have to go on a course to teach you why speeding is so bad and that you must drive under the speed limit. It's highly embarrassing in the first place that the very person in charge of law and order breaches the law herself, especially in a dangerous way, which could have killed someone. But anyway, she spoke to her civil servants and said, well, could they arrange it that she goes on this course, anti-speeding course, privately, one-on-one, not a whole class full of people, because he doesn't want the publicity, how humiliating it is for her. And she's told, no, they can't make any exceptions for her, just because she's the Home Secretary. Sorry, equality, you have to obey the rules the same as everybody else. It can't be one rule for a politically powerful person and a different rule for us lower scum. You have to obey the rules that you set for everybody else. It's incumbent on you more than anyone else to obey the rules, right? So you have to live up to the standards that you set yourself. She eventually said, okay, she'd take points on her license rather than attend this course. But then it was asked, was she misusing the civil service? Because this is a personal matter, not a political matter, the fact that she'd been caught speeding and had to go on that course. A political matter would be something like helping her draft a new policy or whatever, or shape a response to a particular situation like a prison breakout or something like that, or more illegal immigration. No, this is just to advance her, Mrs. Suella Braverman, the individual, the private citizen, not in her official capacity as Home Secretary. There was a failure to distinguish between public and private. Remember, this happened with Keith Vaz when he was a junior minister using a government offices for private business meetings, which was obviously deeply inapposite and surely a breach of the ministerial code. But anyway, Sir Laurie Magnus is the government's advisor on ethics and said that this was not sufficient to warrant it being a breach of the ministerial code. So anyway, Mrs. Braverman says she takes this seriously and she rues what she did. So it was put to the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. She should be disciplined in any way. She should be dismissed. And he's decided that she shouldn't. Of course, Labour's had a field day saying that this is flagrantly unethical, that it's misusing the civil service for partisan advantage just to spare the blushes of Mrs. Braverman. But anyway, and she's certainly not being dismissed. She's fairly popular with the Conservative base. She's garnered her right-wing credentials by saying, stop the boats, we're going to stop illegal immigration, people illegally crossing the English Channel to come to Great Britain. And of course, His Majesty's government is failing on this. I remember several years ago, that Conservative Unionist Party pledge to bring immigration down to 100,000 a year, net. Notice you take into account the emigration, people going out, as well as the immigration. And if the totality of that is under 100,000 coming in, that's close. Well, anyway, that one's been torn up ages ago. The Conservative government never got close to actually reaching that target. It looks like this year, 2023, is going to be a record year for immigration, net 700,000. You might think that's fabulous, might want it higher. Many people want it lower. We might think it's about right. But anyway, the Conservative government say, yeah, it's still too high. They didn't actually have a new datum for their target. Now, Mrs. Braverman, incidentally, she wasn't Home Secretary. She was court speeding. She was Attorney General. I said, that's the government's barrister. She said she's going to stop the boats, the Rwanda plan. She says she dreams of deporting illegal immigrants that we sent to Rwanda to be deported, to break the business model of the people smugglers who often put people into modern slavery, gang masters working in farms below the minimum wage or other sort of factories, or indeed in prostitution in some cases, which is not illegal itself. But if it's forced, then obviously that is illegal. And if you know that if you come to the United Kingdom illegally, you will never be allowed to stay. People won't do it. And these boats obviously sometimes capsize in the channel. People get drowned because there were tens of thousands of people arrived illegally already this year. And if nothing is done, the number is going to go up and up and up and keep climbing. Why do people want to come to the United Kingdom illegally who are already illegally in France or other countries? They could just stay there, highly developed countries. Well, for various reasons. The United Kingdom's got no ID cards, where the French police can stop, show me your ID card, and quickly deduce that you are an illegal immigrant. If you learn a foreign language in the world, English is the most common one to learn. They might already have family and friends here. They might think the British benefit system is overgenerous, is very ineffective at deporting people. If you lodge an asylum claim, these are usually accepted or else given indefinite leave to remain and so on. Indefinite leave to remain means permission with no time limit. You can stay forever unless something particularly happens, like you commit a felony. If it's a petty larceny, any sort of misdemeanor, then you'd still be allowed to stay. So the thing about Suella Braverman is, well, I mean, I think it was unethical what she did. I think she should go, but there we go. So Sir Ed Davey, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, said that, that Sunak was invertebrate over this and he didn't take firm action. Anyway, the thing is, the Conservative Party is almost certain to lose the next election, slated to be the end of 2024. 18 months away, because the Conservative Party needs the maximum possible time to recoup support. Remember, the last year before an election, the governing party tends to go up. But, you know, the Conservatives have won 4 elections in a trot. You can't win them all. It might be bad for democracy. The Conservatives win a 5th on the row. It's time to give Labour a chance. That's how many people are feeling. Rishi Sunak will go as Conservative leader. The last time a Conservative leader lost an election and stayed on for any significant time was 1966, Edwin Heath. So he's got one chance. If he loses it, he's out. So the big question amongst the Conservatives is, who's next? Who's going to be the next leader? And amongst the papabile are Suella Braverman, Penny Mordaunt, Kebbi Badenoch. Tom Tugendhat would be a candidate of the liberal wing of the party, but I think that's going to be rather small next time. Maybe even Jeremy Hunt. He came 8th out of 8 last time, but is he too old? Is he yesterday's man? Not really. He's considerably younger than Keir Starmer. But look how old Joe Biden is. 80, 81 is he already? No, he's 80. Age doesn't have to be such a barrier. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Goodbye.